AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The life or death phase in the trial of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev is underway. Prosecutor Nadine Pellegrini showing the jurors a photo of what she says was an unconcerned, unrepentant, and unchanged Tsarnaev giving the finger to a security camera in his jail cell 3 months after the attack. Northeastern University Law School professor Daniel Medwood says Tsarnaev's attorneys will try to show he's just a normal young man under the influence of his older brother.
This doesn't relate directly to what happened in April 2 years ago, but it relates to whether or not he deserves the death penalty.
All 12 jurors have to agree on the death penalty, or else Tsarnaev will get life without parole. A vigil is planned this evening in Baltimore at the spot where Freddie Gray was arrested. Gray died over the weekend after suffering what is described as a significant spinal injury sometime after he was placed into a police transport van. A civil rights group is calling on the Justice Department to investigate whether officers have committed civil rights violations. Tulsa, Oklahoma Reserve Sheriff's Deputy Robert Bates has pleaded not guilty to a second-degree manslaughter charge in the shooting death of Eric Harris. The attorney for Harris family, Dan Smolin, questions Bates' relationship with the highest-ranking members of the sheriff's department.
Bob Bates, the guy who shot Eric Harris, has provided vacations, money, and cars to Stanley Glanz, Tim Albin, Tom Huckabee, and Michael Huckabee.
Bates says he accidentally shot Harris with his handgun rather than a stun gun. Federal regulators have found 10 listeria illnesses linked to ice cream and other products made by Bluebell Creameries over the last 5 years. CDC previously reported 8 from Kansas to Texas, including 3 deaths in Kansas. Bluebell has recalled all of its products in 23 states. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 59. This is AP Radio News. The United Nations Refugee Agency now believes more than 800 people drowned when a boat packed with migrants trying to reach Europe sank on Saturday, making it the worst such incident ever in the Mediterranean. AP's Nicole Winfield reports that the boat's captain, one of only a handful of survivors from the disaster, has been arrested.
Prosecutors have arrested the captain of the smuggler's boat and one member of the crew. They're accused of aiding and abetting illegal immigration, with the captain also accused of reckless homicide and causing a shipwreck. These two men came ashore overnight along with 27 survivors of the capsizing.
A spokesman for the Geneva-based UN High Commissioner for Refugees says about 350 of those on board were believed to have been Eritreans. Others included people from Syria, Somalia, Sierra Leone, Mali, Senegal, Gambia, Ivory Coast, Ethiopia, and Bangladesh. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.